I think I hear that dog on a hill. There must be out there somewhere peace of mind, serenity. Somehow I'm just like an old dog searching for a porch to lie. Oh, somehow I'm just like a lost dog searching for a porch to lie.
.33 Duluth Public Radio. That is Shelby Lynn from her Tears, Lies, and Alibis album. That was Old Dog. And some Richie Havens before that. I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And we are happy to welcome back to our studios a band that was just here during the last Homegrown Music Festival. But now they've got their album done. Beautiful vinyl release. They are Chase Down Blue. Welcome, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thanks for coming in. Micah Tigner, you're kind of the leader of the band. Is that fair to say?
For these songs, yeah. We're writing a lot more together now.
Oh,
so
yeah.
As we move along, it kind of has dissipated.
Cool. Well, we'll talk about that. But you guys have an album release show, and you were talking about the album back in May when you, it sounded like it was pretty much done when you were on our airwaves before.
Mm-hmm.
But you finally have it, but it takes a while to press vinyl and raise the money and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You finally got it done. You've got the release show coming up Friday at Karpala's Manuscript Museum in downtown Duluth. And you said doors open at 8. And Cyrus, who's playing guitar over here, is going to open at what time?
8:30.
Okay, yeah. Solo.
Solo set, yep.
And then you guys are on at?
9.
All right. Yeah. Well, do you want to introduce the rest of the band, Micah?
Yeah, we got Sam over here on drums.
I keep Micah in check.
That's Sam's job.
Somebody's Sam's job is keeping Micah in check. Okay.
Yeah. And Lee on bass.
Hi.
And Cyrus over there, always in the corner.
All right. And Lee's playing bass here. Sam is on drums. And well, let's hear a tune and then we'll come back and we'll find out more about the album and the release. And I also want to ask you about a project that is kind of exciting, the Zenith City Music Collective. We'll talk about that as well.
That's good. Yeah.
What do you want to kick off with?
We're going to start off with What It All Means.
Break me.
stop finding peace of mind. It's garbage in the street. It's the springtime. Try to look alive. The coffee shop girl don't batter eyes. Try to read, try to write. Believe it, I'm fine.
Chase Down Blue live from Studio A, and a tune from their new album Red 5. And where did the title of the album come from, Micah?
Lots of things. One of them, the name of Luke Skywalker in Star Wars Episode 4 when he's going to Death Star, Red 5.
Yeah, see, I should
that's
know
one
that.
Of them. All the rest of that's the most important one.
Okay, all right, so kind of a geeky inspiration is what you're saying.
Sure.
Well, so you said you'd had this material, and you know, last time you were here, Micah, we found out a little bit about you, like that you started out young playing piano and drums and things like that.
Sure.
But I'm not sure if we found. Are you a native Duluthian, or are you?
No, I'm from South Dakota, Sioux Falls.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And how long have you been here?
It's like 5 years now or something.
Did you come to school or?
No. Just yeah, kind of just the way.
Do you
way
know
it went.
People here?
No.
All right.
No.
So you just showed up from South Dakota, and how did you start falling into the music scene here?
That's a good question. I think the really first show was with Sam, that we like I had played out here, and it was like kind of an accident. Somebody backed out, and then they needed to fill the spot. And I was like, if I'm gonna start playing out, I gotta do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then lucky enough, Sam was, because I was so nervous that Sam was lucky, or I was lucky to have Sam to play with me.
So you had performed out in South Dakota?
Yeah, South Dakota, and a little bit in Minneapolis. I lived there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. By yourself or with bands?
With an old band. That,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Is that Cyanide Wine?
No. That's a dead time.
So when you started playing here, were you mostly just playing by yourself, or what were you?
I hadn't really played out at all, I think, until that point.
Until you met Sam.
We did maybe a couple basement shows, but that's it. It wasn't with any of these people. It was with other people. Yeah.
And was it some of the same material, or was it different stuff?
Yeah, actually, some of it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's maybe two of these songs that we played back then, and finally putting them to rest and moving on from now.
Okay. Well, as if they haven't been rewritten
a
hundred times over and rabbit holed on a few times.
Yeah, I think so too, yeah.
So then in your time here, you've kind of brought in other players, and we know Lee from used to be in Lugaroo and other projects, right? I'm trying to remember other names. Cyrus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cyrus, I'm not familiar with you. Do you have a microphone over? Oh, I don't think that one's hooked up. Somebody tell me Cyrus's story.
He's going to get up and talk.
He wasn't here last time you guys were here, so.
I can talk into this mic.
All right, do it.
My story is I moved up here near the end of 2014. My partner teaches at UW Superior. And one day I walked into Jefferson's People's House.
A coffee shop that is no more, sadly.
Definitely, sadly. Because it was recommended to me by some friends. I had my instrument with me. And a mutual friend of ours, Skylar, asked if I wanted to play. And I said, absolutely. So I played that day for maybe about an hour and a half or so. And Skylar said, you got to play with me and with these other people who I know, definitely.
I remember Skylar freaking out. Yeah. I met this guitar wizard. People's House.
Yeah.
Started playing.
Sam was working at the People's House at that time. And one of the first shows that I did after moving up here was at the Jefferson People's House. I always forget where to put the possessive. Yeah. I'm sorry. And Chase Down Blue was on that bill with me, so we hung out, and I mean, I was really blown away. Mel was singing with y'all at that time, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
And they asked me to join the group to fill in for Lee, actually, who was out of the country for Homegrown 2 years ago, and they never told me to leave, so. So I'm still here.
So it sounds like both of you, you know, came to town and pretty quickly found a musical home here.
That's
kind of fun.
For me, that's very much a story of this place. Everyone's very open and welcoming, and it's been wonderful for me. I have a wonderful time here playing, and I love it.
Mm-hmm. And you do solo stuff too. So what's that like?
Definitely. Well, my background is in music composition. I'm a composer. Mm-hmm. The solo guitar stuff that I write is mostly, I don't know, someone once described it to me as like Zen shred. I definitely like to shred, but it's more of a meditative thing. It's not so aggressive, or I don't feel it's aggressive. I'm always interested in how the body comes into play in music practice. So a lot of the works that I do will ask my body to do things that maybe people might do or other guitarists might do for a minute or 30 seconds, but I'll do them for like 10 minutes or 20 minutes. So it's an interesting mix of things. I mean, my background is, like I said, in, you know, classical composition, and you know, I'm interested definitely in like the minimalist music from the mid-1960s and older stuff. Bach has all these crazy works where they just go on and on in a meditative state. So I try and draw on a lot of that and put it into the electric guitar, which is my, you know, main love as an instrument.
So that's the kind of performance people can expect to see on Friday when you open the show.
Definitely. I'll do a mix. I have three pieces planned. One is these sort of meditative pieces that'll be about 10 minutes. Then I have a 7 or 8 minute piece that's the first step, my foray into Persian classical music. So I'll do a Persian mode and expand that out over the span of a piece. And then I have a few sort of neo John Fahey finger style pieces that I'll rap with, which I think will go over well.
Well, that sounds very intriguing. So that sounds like a very interesting open to the show. Well, thanks for filling us in, Cyrus. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
So Micah, you gathered these people together, and then you had some songs. And did you? It sounds like you primarily wrote the songs that are on the album, right?
Yeah, at least lyrically. But really, like once we got together, like some of them were just like baby ideas of lyric, and like a skeletal structure was there.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't know what to do with this. Help me, guys. And then we just like hammered out and like one practice and like mm-hmm. start molding it over time as well, and mm-hmm. then they turn into just completely different beasts for mm-hmm. sure.
So in the and it sounds like you're and this these were done a while ago, and the album was ready to go a while ago.
Yeah, yep.
So you've probably already started working on material, because that's usually how
yes.
it goes. But and you said that it's kind of more collaborative now. Is that
yeah? I mean, well, the one that I wrote, I've almost recorded another one while we were waiting on the vinyl, which I've started getting people in on. But it's a lot more like poppy electronic stuff. I don't know exactly what we're going to do with it. But we're going to bring probably all those and just like rework them into like a set, more of a set like we do now.
Mm-hmm.
And keep writing new stuff. Yeah, it's kind of all over the place.
but let's talk about this. So you really wanted it on vinyl, and which is pretty cool. I mean, it's really kind of fun to see the resurgence in vinyl. What is it about it that it appeals to you about making sure that you had it out on vinyl?
So many conversations with Cyrus about this.
Yeah?
Yes, the timelessness of it. Mm-hmm. There's just something, the solidity of it. You can hold it in your hands. And there's just something about it that, especially with these older songs, it's like it doesn't feel right not to, just to like leave them on a hard drive somewhere. Like something has to be done with them that isn't going to just be like, I don't know, lost basically. So I feel like it pushes itself into survival, I guess,
mm-hmm.
in a way.
It's literally a record of your work.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I mean, maybe totally. That's where that word came from, is that it's a record of that moment in time mm-hmm. with those songs. So you were living with those songs for a while, it sounds like, before.
Some of them. Yeah, I wasn't willing to let go of a couple of them. I don't know why, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then once they're down, you know, here's the version.
Mm-hmm.
Does it feel like you're kind of free to
then we can
move on,
rip it apart. Like, we're going to play a couple of them completely different than what's on there for our release show, because we're kind of ready to move on from them. So
and if you've been doing it for that long, and some of them were songs that you had just been doing by yourself, mm-hmm. it sounds like, and then you brought these guys in, so they kind of evolved.
And, and they did. Yep. Mm-hmm. And that like brought a new life into them, but still, I just feel like lyrically have moved on a lot since those. I mean, it's like 5 years ago these songs were in some of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. So when you were in other bands, were you kind of the writing force in those as well? Or?
A little co-writing.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
We did one of them called Kid Indigo when I lived in Minneapolis. It was mm-hmm. kind of a trio songwriter thing. And we kind of like bring our own songs and then have mm-hmm. everybody else play on them. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, that was pretty fun. But usually, at least me and couple other people. I think this is like my only project where I have written most of the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's hear another song. What do you want to play next?
Is it Skin and Bones?
Yeah.
Skin and Bones. Skin and Bones.
Never seen.
ain't going out. Best we ever could.
Chase Down Blue, live from Studio A, and another one from their new album, Red 5, coming out on Friday. That's Skin and Bones. Tell me about that one, Micah. Anything you can say about that one? And you know, you said these songs have been around for a while, so maybe you've forgotten what inspired
them. I don't
even
remember what it's about, but I remember when we rewrote it, because we stopped playing it for a while, and we were just so sick of it, and then we just, like, totally tore it apart and started just throwing, jamming all these weird things over it, one after another, and made it a lot more fun to play and brought it back, kind of, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I said we were going to talk about the Zenith City Music Collective. So that's something that you and Lee are both involved in,
yeah,
is that
Brian
right?
Ring as well, kind of the three of us.
Who was in Horse Girls with you.
Correct.
But I believe I recently saw Horse Girls' last show. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know. Who
maybe,
knows?
Maybe not? Okay. Yeah. All right. Good. Well, because I was like, I finally get to see Horse Girls, and now they're never going to play again. That's
yeah,
no fun.
We might play this summer under Cabbage. Yeah, we can't change
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
Cabbage. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, all right.
Yeah.
So tell me about Zenith City Music Collective. It's a website. How did it get started?
Where
did
it's kind of Brian's brainchild, I feel like, just having a centralized spot for local music, free platform for free music that people are making here. We all love the music scene here, and just trying to make it super accessible and kind of a hub for promotion. And I don't know. Do you have anything you'd like to add, Lee?
A resource from musician to musician, just to communicate, network, help each other. A lot of individual musicians have studios, and a lot of musicians don't. So to collaborate and connect those people together is ideal.
Yeah.
And as the Homegrown Music Festival demonstrates every year, this is such a big and diverse music scene.
For sure.
So how do you go about kind of bringing people on into the site?
It's been a little weird to start. Like, pretty much the people we played with and saw often could be able to just verbally just like, hey, we're starting to sing. You want to be part of the first people?
Mm-hmm.
Now we have enough people that we're just kind of waiting for people to come to us and be like, hey, we'd like to be on the website. And if they have recordings and have their anything, all the stuff that we need, which is pretty much pictures and decent recordings and are down to have free music available, then we just throw them up. So.
Well, so as long as we have you here, then who should they, where do they contact somebody
to
do
that?
They
go on the Zenith website. At the bottom of it, there's a contact us.
Okay.
And Zenith's on the right, it's the furthest right link on the top of the page as well. There's a contact us. or zenithcitymusiccollective@gmail.com too. Okay. You can shoot us there.
So zenithcitymusiccollective.com is where the website is. All right. Yeah. That's good to know. And speaking of homegrown, are you guys playing this year?
We are.
Oh, great. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know when. They haven't given us like the final confirmation, so I don't think we should talk about it yet. So.
I think they're, but I know they've given the bands the yes or the thumbs up or the thumbs down. So
yeah,
you got
totally.
You got the
we'll
thumbs. You did
there.
Enter. You got the thumbs up.
Yeah, totally.
So
and Cyrus has a solo set in there too.
Finally.
Nice. Which okay.
Sweet. And then Nat, are you playing with Nat?
They're probably gonna be gone.
Oh right. Okay. Yeah. So yeah.
So you might be in various projects.
Are you playing a solo set?
No.
No. Okay.
Oh boy. So. Well, let's hear another one. What do you guys want to do next?
I think we're going to do the title track, which we have not played out yet before.
Radio exclusive.
Yeah, radio.
Red Five, right here on the radio. Thank you. That's Chase Down Blue live from Studio A and the title track from their new release, Red 5, which is due out on Friday. They have a show coming up at Karpala's Manuscript Museum, which is a very cool place. If you've never checked that out before, it's a really interesting space and great sound there as well. And Sam, I think you said you've never played there. You've never been there before, so you're in for a treat. You haven't been there before. So Micah, you mentioned that you've got a new batch of songs, but they maybe sound different than this. Is that what you were telling me?
Like super poppy. like dark pop. So electro.
Are you thinking of doing them as Chase Down Blue, or do you?
Sure. We'll figure out how to do it live somehow. Okay. Maybe we'll release it the way it is, and it's kind of fun to have two different sounds as an album and a live set. So I'm not really sure. Yeah, well, we'll see.
Whatever works.
Yeah.
And have you guys been doing many shows lately, or do you have?
We've been kind of taking it easy since we got the vinyl sent out. We haven't really played any advertised shows. We ended up playing a couple just the way it goes, but this is kind of our first one back with a normal set, and we'll play a couple more than what's on the record too.
And then you got Homegrown coming up. Any other plans in between there?
We might be playing in April later. Yeah, middle of April, not confirmed yet, but sometime.
We also
want to
go on tour in May.
I go on tour later in May as well.
All right,
a week long something, I don't know.
All right. Well, thanks so much, guys. I really appreciate you coming in. Well, the album sounds great, and it's beautiful. It's like this marbled vinyl. It's so pretty. Oh, my goodness.
Well, thanks so much. We really appreciate you having us on.
Oh, no problem. That is Chase Down Blue. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Pierce Stevens, Chris Harwood, Aaron Welch, Cheyenne Vavrina, and Quentin Stilley. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening. Today's weather is supported in part by Spirit Mountain, offering skiing, snowboarding, and fat tire biking. More at spiritmt.com. Cloudy today and a high around 28, and then tonight mostly cloudy down to 16. Tomorrow partly sunny and a high around 35. Currently in Two Harbors, it's cloudy and 21. In Cloquet, it is cloudy and 19. In Ashland, clouds and 21. In Duluth, it's cloudy, 19 at the airport. At the harbor, partly sunny and 21. KUMD would like to thank its business associates, including John Doberstein, Realtor, and EcoBroker, with Remax of Duluth. Here's Wilco.